Hello, my friends. This is Father Steve, and I welcome you once again to the Ways of Faith podcast. In recent podcasts, I've been speaking about different types of prayer, but I'd like to step away from that today to speak to something that was in the national news yesterday, and that was the announcement of the president that in regards to the spread of the coronavirus, the next 2 weeks or so will likely be quite difficult. He cautioned the American people that we may see a rapid surge in cases of people who are sick with this virus, and that the next 2 weeks or so will be painful, weeks which will test our endurance as a nation. Now, that of course is a very sobering message to hear, and one that perhaps may cause people alarm and fear, and understandably so. But my friends, I think I'd like to share with you a passage of scripture that made up a portion of what all the clergy read today in what is called the Office of Readings, which is a part of our obligatory prayers that we pray each day from the breviary or the Liturgy of the Hours. Perhaps in another podcast I'll explain the Liturgy of the Hours and its significance in the life of the priest, but for today I'd like to just point out a portion of the scripture reading that all the clergy will read in their breviary. It's the same reading that we always have on the Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent, but I found it particularly relevant and helpful and providential given what's going on in our nation and our world today. The scripture reading comes from the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament. And here's what it says, okay? Quote, God, wishing to give the heirs of his promise even clearer evidence that his purpose would not change, guaranteed it by oath, so that we who have taken refuge in him might be strongly encouraged to seize the hope which is placed before us. Like a sure and firm anchor, that hope extends beyond the veil through which Jesus, our forerunner, has entered on our behalf, being made high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. End quote. Now notice in that scripture passage that the author uses a very ordinary, yet in my opinion, a very powerful image to impress upon us how we should hope in the Lord Jesus and be encouraged, especially in times of doubt or fear. He encourages us to have hope, to have trust that God will fulfill his promises and grant us salvation, and that our hope, which we have through Jesus, is like an anchor, a sure and firm anchor. And that anchor is in heaven. It rests in heaven. It's hooked on in heaven. That anchor is Jesus the Lord. We are still here on earth, but we are anchored in heaven. Isn't that a powerful image, especially for us Minnesotans who live in the land of 10,000 lakes? Because let's think about that for a moment. What is the purpose of an anchor? Well, it's to hold a boat in a certain place so that as the wind and waves push it around, it still holds its position. But notice that even though the waters may be rough on the surface of the lake, the anchor is hooked on the lake bottom, hopefully on a rock or other solid surface, a place where there is no wave action or wind. So no matter how churned up the lake surface might be, it's calm on the bottom. And through the fact that the boat is anchored to the solid and calm lake bottom, the captain can have confidence in riding out the storm. So it's like the solidness or the calmness of the lake bottom gives hope and security through the anchor chain to the sailors in their boat on the surface. Right? Well, the letter to the Hebrews, the author is saying our faith, our hope is like that. Through the saving power of the Lord Jesus, who has entered heaven already on our behalf after his resurrection and ascension, we are now anchored in hope to eternal life in heaven. So Jesus and eternal life are our anchor, which hold us firm and steadfast even when the seas of this life are tossing us about and pressing in from all sides, we hope in God's love and mercy for us, his plan for our lives, his presence in our lives, his ultimate plan to bring us home one day to where he is in heaven. And because we are anchored to the rock that is Jesus Christ, then no matter what may happen around us, we can have confidence and surety that Jesus is in control, that Jesus is right here with us. It might not feel like it. It may not always look like it. Just like if you've ever been in a boat that's anchored to the bottom, as you get moved around by the waves and the wind, sometimes you're not sure if the anchor is really holding or not, right? And it can be kind of uncertain until that anchor grabs and you're all of a sudden you stop moving and you know that it's grabbed onto the bottom, right? Well, God is in control, friends. Even when it doesn't feel like it sometimes or seem like it, God is in control and we can place all of our hope in him. So no matter what may come in the next several weeks, I just want to encourage us to try our best to face it with hope, because we are anchored to the rock of faith that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And with him at our side, we truly have nothing to fear. God bless you. An act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.